So here is Bernd Rupp again from the Open Science Barcamp 2019. I was in the session 18, Open Science Strategies, Error Culture, Incentives, etc. The session was moderated by Tobias Heike. So what's the error with open science?
Well, I mean, there's no error with open science itself. It's about people who make themselves more transparent, who publicly share the data, their code, make themselves be able to be attacked by others. And so we all make errors. And so the point is, how can we deal with that, that people who share their stuff publicly don't get penalized by sharing their stuff and we accept their errors? That's basically the premise of this entire session.
And what do you think? How should we handle errors, possibly?
I mean, there should be some kind of open error culture, I believe. It doesn't help anybody if somebody makes a mistake and we just ignore it. Because what it's best, I mean, we should learn from our errors, but it's even better if we learn from somebody else's errors, because then we don't have to make the same error. I really hope that we can create some kind of open error culture, that we can have people be transparent and then share that they made a mistake and other people appreciating it, that they shared their mistake. But of course, it's not you're not allowed to just do sloppy science and say, oh, we have error-free culture, I can just do whatever I want, because you have to accept it. Of course, there still has to be some kind of responsibility, and that's something that was mentioned in the session as well, which I like, that we have some kind of minimal standard where people should be held accountable for, and anything that happened after that, well, then it's just an error, we have to learn from it. But of course, you have to have some kind of standard where you're responsible for your own work. Yeah.
So it's also a kind of documentation, and going forward in science is also a kind of error culture.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for example, if we look at a research project, it might not work at all. And we discussed that, where you had a great idea and your error was that your hypothesis just didn't work out. I mean, it's not a real error, but it's something that can be improved upon. And having open discussion about it as part of the open science culture we're trying to live here, it would be good if people would communicate that they had a great idea or they thought it was a great idea and it just didn't work, so other people don't do the same work over and over again. Yeah, of course.
Often it's also a kind of view. So it is an error. It's not because you have different point of or the different angle of views or different dimension of interest in your data. So I think there is some problem how to define an error, isn't it?
Yeah, that could be, of course. And it's difficult. I mean, maybe it's even good that it's difficult to define it. So we don't say, oh, you made an error and you didn't. Maybe it's good that it's just basically a gradient. At some point, at some point it's really bad and you shouldn't have done that. But everything in between, you could call an error. You could call it not perfect science, which I guess most of us aren't perfect scientists. I'm not. And so maybe it might be good that it's difficult to define what actually an error is. So we can have an open discussion about what can we learn from this procedure that didn't go as planned. And we should call it this way.
So you mean everything we don't know is worth to test, even if we get a positive result or not?
What do you mean?
Often we have a hypothesis and we don't know if we're on the right way. So, but everything we can... We can have an idea we should test. Yes, and then if we go wrong, then it's also worth to mention this. This is what you mean.
Well, it's not worth to mention. It's good to mention that you were wrong, I guess. I mean, all of science, if we knew the result already, we wouldn't need to do it. So the premise is we have no idea whether it works or not. Because if we would know it worked, well, then we wouldn't have to do it. And so the premise is always we don't know. And so it's always important to share what the results were, regardless of the outcome. The outcome could be great idea and it worked. Okay, that's good. Great idea didn't work. Okay, because just doesn't work. Or it could be, might be a great idea, but we kind of did this and that kind of not perfectly. Let's not call an error, not perfectly. But then it's also good to share that detail, for example, of a study. And that's where, again, where open science comes in, where people share their methodology very accurately and share every detail they did, because they might not realize that they made an error, which maybe wasn't an error, but just not perfect. And share that, therefore share their methodology so people can actually see for themselves what went wrong, maybe why they didn't find it.
Yeah, but thank you, Tobias, for this short introduction in the error culture in open science. Thank you for the session. Bye.